Ladies and gentlemen, from Los Angeles, California, it's Wisecracking with Winter from Press Row. With me, as always, is political slash producer Paul. Paul, welcome to sunny California.
Hey, thanks.
So we're here on Press Row, right out in front of SoFi Stadium for Super Bowl 56. I still can't believe that we're here, Paul. There are so many people. I see Dan Patrick. I see Chris Collingsworth. He just walked by. I just saw Tony Romo talking to a girl over in the corner trying to get her phone number. This is truly amazing.
And he was drinking a Corona.
He was drinking a Corona, just like in the commercials. So many big stars. So fun to be in Tinseltown. I have never been to Los Angeles. Have you, Paul?
Yeah. Once.
Full of energy as usual. Just to let you know that the Big G, again, is the new executive producer of Wisecracking with Winter. And he has sent me, Paul, and Victoria out here to L.A. Victoria is not here now. She's out doing a little shopping, but you'll be dropping in a little later. Paul, who are some of the big stars that you think you can get for me today?
Whichever ones walk by us here.
You haven't lined anything up.
I don't know who's going to walk down the street. What am I, psychic?
Well, let's talk a little bit about the big game. I've got the rules up here. For your health and safety, along with that of players, coaches, and staff, everybody has to wear a mask because they want to take on the common opponent of COVID-19. And together, we're supposed to help protect each other. It takes all of us, blah, blah, blah. I'm just reading this. They gave us a pamphlet once we sat down here at our assigned lot. We're at lot 52 here on Press Row. Paul, do you think that the masks are really going to help at all during the big game?
No. I mean, I'm not sure how well they'd work, but I don't think they definitely won't work because people won't be wearing them. Not to say they would make a lot of difference if they were wearing them.
Have you taken a second to look at the game day entry requirements? Attendees age 5 and plus must provide proof of a COVID-19 vaccination or a negative PCR test within 48 hours of the big game, or otherwise known as the Super Bowl. Paul, did you remember to bring your COVID-19 vaccination card or negative PCR test?
I've always got my vaccination card on my phone.
Fantastic. Prepared as always.
Card around. I'm hip with the electronic version. Did you like media passes to the game, or did the Big G just buy us tickets, or what?
No, we've got the full media passes. I mean, we're sitting in our own booth here on Media Row. We just don't have any guests as of yet. We dropped in to L.A. yesterday at about 5 o'clock Central Standard Time, navigated our way out of LAX and down here to SoFi Stadium. I have not even been by the hotel yet. But I heard that it's very nice. Thoughts on the hotel, Paul?
You know what? Actually, I haven't been there either. I thought you had been.
No. Victoria's been over there.
Maybe. I hope they have a room for us.
Well, it's the Standard. It's over there on Flower Street.
Is that right?
Yeah, your wife is over there now.
I don't know where that is.
Well, it's on Flower Street. You just take the 410.
You have directions?
Yeah.
Did you print out MapQuest before we left?
I did. I printed out some directions, and they're in my back pocket. There's going to be a Super Bowl experience that maybe you and I can check out tomorrow. It's being presented by Lowe's. The NFL's interactive football theme park comes to L.A. for Super Bowl 56. And that's – oh, it's actually going to start on Saturday. No, I probably could have read all this shit before I started the show, but I'm just so excited. We do have two tickets for that. I don't know what our dates are going to do. Maybe they can head on over to Rodeo Drive. What do you think, Paul?
Sure.
You are full of lightning today. The Super Bowl experience will offer fans the opportunity to get autographs from current NFL players and legends, participate in some funny little games like, do you think they'll have beanbag toss and maybe like a couple of drinking games, Paul, for the kids?
Yeah. You know, this California weather, it's great, isn't it? It's got to be nice and just laid back. That reminds me of being back home in Indiana, you know.
What is the temp anyway, Paul?
What do you think it is? I don't know. It feels like about 72 to me.
Yeah, it feels like 72. It's a nice break from being in Minnesota all winter long and freezing my ass off to come out here to sunny California. Do you think that we'll have time to head on over to Hollywood, Paul, and check out the old Walk of Fame?
Well, I really hope we can squeeze that in.
I'd like to.
We've got an action-packed schedule, but you know, hopefully we can fit that in.
I'd like to stop by Bill Cosby's star and see if it's still there.
His star? Yeah. Do they take him out?
I don't think they take him out. I think once they're in, they're in.
Or they just like pour some cement over the top of it? Or what do they do?
Do you still consider Bill Cosby a star?
Yeah, of course he's a star.
Wait a minute.
Everybody knows who he is.
Wait a minute. Is that Bill Cosby over there, Paul? Can you see him? The guy with the dark sunglasses that's kind of hobbling?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Do you think you can go on over there and convince him to sit down with us for a second? I heard he loves doing interviews.
I'll give it a try.
All right. Hey, yeah, just go on over there and grab him. Okay, Paul's going to try to line up Bill Cosby for a two-minute chitty chat. And while I am filling for time here, let me mention that the I'm looking at the notes. That the Cincinnati... Oh, my God! Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bill Cosby! Bill Cosby at the Super Bowl, at Super Bowl 56. Bill, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. Who's this?
Oh, I'm Mike Winter from Minneapolis. Here, give me your little paw there. I'm going to give it a shake. Thank you for sitting down with producer Paul and I.
Where's the chair?
There's a chair right there.
I can't see so good.
Here, Paul will help you sit down. Paul, can you help him out?
Here, Bill. There you go.
So, Bill Cosby, over here from the East Coast, I heard that you make your home in Pennsylvania, PA somewhere. Raped anybody lately?
That's right. Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, home of the Fighting Saints, I believe. Have you raped anybody while you've been out here
Michael,
in L.A.?
It's the Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles. That's right. You keep evading the question. Have you raped anybody today?
What?
Have you put a couple of white pills in anybody's drink?
I don't believe so, but I do have a lot of pills.
How does it feel to be free as a bird and out of jail? I thought you'd rot in there until you died.
It feels wonderful.
Have you had a chance to check in with Theo and the rest of the Cosby kids?
I have. Yes, I have, and they are.
And they're what, Bill? The microphone's
they're
right in front
great.
Of you.
Great.
Well, that's really glad. I'm really.
Everybody's great. Everybody's happy that I'm back out where I should be.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Bill. We're all happy to have you out. Well, I guess 60 women aren't so happy that you're out of jail after all the raping. But who do you like in Sunday's big tilt? Are you a Cincinnati Bengal cat, or are you going to go with the hometown 12 of the Los Angeles Rams?
I am with the Eagles.
If the Eagles aren't playing, Bill, right?
What?
Yeah, the Eagles are not in the Super Bowl.
I came all the way out to California, and the Eagles aren't here. I was told I was going to see the Eagles.
No, no Eagles. Well, it's better than sitting in a cell, right? I mean, you're out in sunny California. The Bengals are a 4-point underdog. So if you were a betting man, and I'd say that you are, based on the 60 rapes, who do you like Sunday?
So I can't pick the Eagles?
You can't pick the Eagles.
I would take the Eagles and the points.
Okay, I'm going to write you down for the Eagles and the points. Oh, Bill, you sound a little hoarse. Would you like a Jell-O pudding pop? I got some in a cooler here underneath the table. Here, why don't
I would love a Jell-O pudding pop.
Let me grab you one of those, and you can shove that in your gob. Feel free to sit next to us, but I'm going to let Paul go ahead and take the mic back from you, if that's okay with you.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
Wow, that's a hell of a get, Paul. Bill Cosby within the first 5 minutes of us sitting down.
Yeah, who knew? I mean, you know, who was going to be coming by, but, you know, figured it'd be somebody good.
Speaking of the game, Rams-Bengals, who do you like, Paul, and why?
I'm with the Bengals. They're the hot hand. I mean, you know, the Rams have done what they needed to do to get there, but I'm riding the hot hand. Joe Burrow.
Now, there's a guy that's easy on the eyes. Do you like him because he's really attractive? Because he's kind of spicy? Is that your thing, Paul?
You know, he's cute and all, but I like the way he wins football games, mostly. About you? What do you like most about Joe Burrow?
I don't know a lot about Joe Burrow. I know that he grew up in Ohio.
And, yeah, that's what they say.
And then he ran out to LSU to become a big star.
Yeah.
And then he won a national championship, right?
Sounds right, yeah.
And then he signed with your Cincinnati Bengals. Had a okay first year, and then he got hurt.
Right.
And this year, I mean, the Bengals' record is not a jaw-dropper. Didn't they finish with 10-7?
I believe that's right, but the last game couldn't really affect their playoff standings, so they rested pretty much most of their starters and lost that game to Cleveland. So, I mean, they probably could have won that game and been 11-6, but, yeah.
But why do you give them the edge over Matthew Stafford and your Los Angeles Rams?
I mean, I think they tougher competition. They beat the top two seeds in the AFC, Tennessee and Kansas City. They beat defending AFC champion Kansas City like twice in the last, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 weeks. The easier path.
But the Rams took out, you know, future Hall of Famer, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, your friend and mine, Tom Brady.
That's true. You got to give credit where it's due there.
Oh, there goes Tom Brady. Paul, do you see Tom?
They did everything except
Tom!
Tom, sit down. Tom!
I guess I missed him. I'm sorry.
Is he coming?
Oh. No, he just kind of he gave me like a little half wave and kept going towards ESPN.
I lost him in the crowd. I only saw a glimpse. He was gone. Anyway, yeah, I said you got to give credit where it's due. I mean, they did beat the Buccaneers, but they almost gave that game away. You know, I think I like the way that Cincinnati. I mean. You know, ultimately, it only matters if you win or lose, but they've come back from behind in many of these games. I know the Rams came back on the 49ers last week, but the way the Rams almost gave that game away to Tampa Bay didn't inspire a lot of confidence for me.
Do you think it's going to come down to coaching, ultimately, Paul? I mean, who's the better coach here?
The one whose team wins on Sunday.
Oh, that's why I love. That's why I picked. That's why I picked you, Paul, because you got those deep insights. You know, our lawyer friend Richie Barrister was very upset that he didn't get the nod to get on the plane with us to come out here.
Oh, he. I didn't know that he had put in a request.
Oh yes, he wanted to go. He wanted to go in the worst way.
And the Big G didn't approve that?
He did not. He just couldn't see spending the money on. He said, and this is his quote: "I'm not spending that kind of money on some two-bit carpetbagger lawyer." I didn't really get the carpetbagger thing because Richie Barrister is from Minneapolis. But let's get back into the coaches, Paul. Break them down for us.
Well, you got, you know, the one for the Rams, Sean McVay. Right?
Yes, Sean McVay.
And then you got the other one there for the Bengals.
And who's that, Paul?
The young guy. Like, I don't know. What's his name? Taylor?
Do you have your Super Bowl program in front of you?
I don't. Do you have yours? Were you supposed to pick those up at the airport? Was somebody supposed to have those there?
We were supposed to get a gift bag when we set up our card table here and put the Wisecracking banner out.
Yeah, they really should have had those over here by now.
The coach's name is Zach Taylor.
Right.
Right. Now, he used to be, I think, maybe an offensive coordinator for McVay. Paul?
He's only like, what, 38 years old?
I believe so. McVay? I think he's 38.
No, Taylor, man. Taylor.
Well, I don't think McVay is 40 yet either. And the Vikings just hired another one of Sean McVay's.
He cares about the Vikings.
Oh, okay.
Taylor was an offensive assistant with the Dolphins and then quarterback's coach with the Rams back when they appeared in Super Bowl 53 just a few years ago. And then he started coaching the Bengals there, in, I guess, in 2020. Oh, well, you think about the turnaround.
Hey, Paul, hold on. Hey, Scott! Scott, hey, Paul, it's Scott Bale.
Scott Bale?
Hey, Scott.
That guy's an idiot.
Hey, Paul, go see if you can get him to sit down with us for a minute.
Okay, let me see.
Okay, Paul's going to go and get Scott Bale. Bill Cosby is still here working on that Jell-O pudding pop. He's got his mouth full. He's got that thing buried all the way into the back of his throat, and he's just slowly licking it up and down. Studying the crowd along with me. Just a wide variety of folks.
Right over here. Come here. Scott.
Oh, it sounds like here. Paul has Scott Bale.
Bill, move over. Move over a chair, Bill. Come on. Here. Get up. Here. All right. Get up. All right. Help you. Come on. All right. All right. Okay. All right. Right here, Scott.
Scott. Oh, it's nice to meet you, Scott.
All right. Here's the microphone, Scott. Scott, hey, tell me, What are you doing out here? Are you here for the game?
Oh, who's the boss, right? Bengals or Rams?
What? Who's the boss? Are you saying the Bengals are boss?
Well, yeah. Forget about it.
Did you always wish that you had been on Who's the Boss? Is that a lifelong dream of yours, Scott?
Oh, I'm thinking of Tony Danza. No, I was never on that show. Wait a second. I was on Happy Days.
And then you were Charles in Charge, right?
Yeah, but who wants to talk about that? I got tired of being called Charchi in Charge all the time. So I'm just glad to be done with all that. I like the Bengals, but guys, I got to get out of here.
And then didn't you gain some fame recently for, I don't know.
How's that?
Then you like, aren't you like really big into like telling people they don't need to get a COVID-19 vaccine or something?
Wait, Scott, come back. Scott, hey, Paul, what'd you say? Why'd you have to bring up the whole COVID-19 thing?
I'm sorry.
Boy, he scattered fast, didn't he?
He did. He lit out of here like somebody was chasing him with a needle to give him the jab.
I mean, I don't know. Is he anti-vax? Is that his thing or what?
I think he is anti-vax.
Oh, I wasn't even sure. I thought I'd heard something about him saying something.
So, Paul, even though everybody here is vaccinated, in quotation marks, do you feel safe now? Do you feel like we're going to be catching the Rona?
I'm feeling pretty good, man. I got 3 vaccines on board. We're outside. It's nice sunny weather. No reason to be stuck indoors. I don't really have much concern.
What should we go check out?
If I were vaccinated, I'd be pretty concerned.
Holy shit, there goes Hall of Famer Barry Sanders.
See him? Yeah, you're going to grab him? Can you get him?
Aw, dude, I'm too intimidated. Barry Sanders, Hall of Famer, right?
Maybe we can get him if he comes back.
What about Matthew Stafford? Have you been impressed with him this year?
I mean, you know, yeah, he's really gotten the job done. He's shown, you know, that he was worth, I guess, all that... the Rams gave up to get him, which I guess was more than just Jared Goff. I think they gave up a few draft picks too, didn't they?
I think they did, but I think they were like 3rd and 4th round picks. So not the end of the world.
Hey, those 3rd and 4th round picks really add up, you know. Just ask your Minnesota Timberwolves.
Oh, Paul,
I'm just kidding. They don't even have 3rd and 4th round picks in the NBA draft anymore.
Oh, Bill just unplugged your mic. He was underneath the table here looking for another Jell-O pudding pop. Would you give him one?
Bill!
I think he's lost.
Here you go, buddy. Here you go. Have another pudding pop. Thank you. Yeah. They give up 2 first round picks in 2022 and 2023. Along with Jared Goff in order to get Matthew Stafford. So that's a big, you know, expectations there for Stafford.
How old is Matthew Stafford now? Anyhow.
Is he like 35?
Huh?
Maybe. He's not a spring chicken, as they say. Let me see if, I found a program. Let's see what we can find in here. Ages. Matthew Stafford. He is 34 years old. Born in Tampa, Florida. So it was like a homecoming when they went down there to play the Buccaneers.
Oh, Paul, look, there goes Larry David. Hey, Larry David.
Was that a game in L.A.?
Huh?
No, that was in Tampa, yeah.
No,
Larry David?
Yeah,
where?
Larry David, he's right over there. The guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm. See if you can grab him.
Co-founder of the Seinfeld show.
Yeah, hey, yes, Larry. Yes. Larry!
Larry! Larry, come here. Come here, just a minute. Come on. Larry, come on over here. Right here, Larry.
Is he going
to... over again.
Is Larry going to sit down with us, Paul?
Make room for Larry. I think so. Come on, Larry, right here. Don't be shy. Sit down.
Ladies and gentlemen, HBO's Larry David. And also, Victoria is here. You're done shopping. I think I got to make sure your mic is turned on. There's a switch underneath it. I know it's getting kind of cramped here at the table. Did you say hi to Bill Cosby? He's sitting right here.
Hello, Victoria.
Hello, like Bill. You're my favorite.
Pop.
It's not
you
working.
Like no, I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Hey, Bill, don't try to offer Victoria any pills or anything, okay? We're going to stick to the Jell-O pudding pop, right?
I like Jell-O. I've been offered all sorts of pills today.
I bet you have.
I have.
You don't want to be Bill's 61st, do you?
Ugh, no. No.
So, Larry David, is he going to sit down with us, Paul, or what?
Yeah, he's here.
Okay.
I'm gonna give him the mic.
Yeah, go ahead and give it to him.
Oh!
Larry David! Welcome.
You see me sitting right here?
Yes, I cannot believe that you took the time to sit down with us here at the Wisecrack with Winter Booth. This is Victoria, my girlfriend. Say hi to Larry David.
Who are you? Hey. Hi. Who is this?
I'm Larry fucking David.
I don't know you.
He was the co-creator of Seinfeld. He has another show called Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, well, I know Seinfeld.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. Something.
Yeah. I'm kind of over this already.
She's from Iowa, Larry. It's okay, right? So, Larry, is there going to be yet another season of Curb Your Enthusiasm? I think it'll be like your 14th season.
Well, I can't say for sure right now, but chances are pretty, 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 pretty good.
Fantastic. Hey, where do you come up with all those witty little things that you do? Like the eyeball thing and the pretty, 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 pretty good. Is that like a New York thing?
It just was my thing. I gotta go. I'm pretty, pretty, pretty out of here.
Well, that was amazing, right, Victoria? Larry David. HBO's Larry David.
Great. Can you guys find, like, some good interviews?
Oh, there goes Anderson Cooper.
Oh, God. I'm out of here.
Paul, did you see Anderson Cooper?
Where?
He went over to the left. Will you feel for me for a second? I'm going to try to get him.
Sure. Yeah. All right. So, recapping, we're in the parking lot, lot number 52 outside SoFi Stadium.
Yeah.
Approaching 6 this Sunday between the Los Angeles Rams in their home stadium and the visiting Cincinnati Bengals. We're expecting a great game after this fantastic season of NFL playoffs. Paul. A number of fantastic finishes. I know, Victoria, you've seen many of them. Did you? Did
I what?
Oh, I was asking Mike if did you find Anderson? I can't see.
I've got Anderson here. Cooper right here. He's right here.
Oh, there he is.
Mr. Cooper, that's Bill Cosby sitting right there. And here is my girlfriend, Victoria.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Victoria. Hi, Paul. And hi, Mike. Can I just sit down anywhere? Oh, hi, Bill. That's a big pudding pop you got in your mouth. Oh,
how you doing, Anderson? Are you here for the Super Bowl? Are you going to be at the game on Sunday?
Oh, I'm having a great time here out here in L.A. I don't know, you know why I love it so much. There's no Republicans out here to speak of. It's so great.
And on that note, I think it's time for me to go to the bar.
Oh, Victoria, Mike, your girlfriend's being kind of rude.
Yeah.
What's your problem, Victoria? Are you a big CNN fan?
You know, I'm not. I'm not a big national news fan.
Are you still mad because Trumpy lost?
I'm not a Trump fan either, but
hey,
I'm
Anderson,
definitely.
Let's not gloat now.
I'm definitely not an Anderson fan.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know why you're so bitter and rigid.
Ugh.
You must be a Chiefs fan.
I am a Chiefs fan.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, anyway, boys, who you like in the Super Bowl? I don't even know who to root for. I don't even know how to. I don't think I've ever even watched the Super Bowl game. What do they play with, a baseball?
Oh, jeez. Hey, I'm going
Anderson,
to the bar.
And you silly goose. I'm all about the Bengal Cats, and I think Mike is. I think Mike is picking the Rams. Mike?
You know, I'm still on the fence. I'm not sure who to take in this one. I think it's almost too close to call.
Before I head to the bar.
Oh, Victoria, yes.
I'll tell you that I'm going for the Bengals.
You're going to root for the Bengal Cats?
Yes.
Anderson, I think that's enough.
All right.
Why don't you talk to Bill? He's over here. Do you want a Jell-O pudding pop? Oh, yeah, I'd love a one. Do you have like a big vanilla one I could eat?
Guys, I'm giving you 20 minutes. You have 20 minutes.
Wait, where were you, by the way, Victoria?
I was shopping.
Did you take my credit card?
I did.
And you went over to Rodeo Drive with it?
Well, you told me to go away. I don't know what you were doing, but you handed it over and told me I needed to leave.
How do you like the hotel, the Standard?
You know, it's not all that you said it was going to be, but I had a few people out front try to sell me some great stuff. So, you know.
Like sunglasses or?
Yeah. No. No. Just stuff to get me through the rest of this weekend with you guys.
Over there on Flower Street?
Mm. Yeah. Is that what street that is?
Can I interject here for a second? Anderson Cooper, CNN. They have an awesome spa. And there's no windows, if you know what I'm saying. Wink, wink.
Oh, my gosh.
Next Anderson, time. Are you not staying at the Standard, are you?
Oh, no, I'm not staying at the Standard. Excuse me. Oh, no, it's just pudding popping. Down. Oh, no. I'm staying at the Super 8 down the street. That's where CNN put me up. Because we lost a lot of money, when Cuomo got in trouble. And we lost a lot of viewers. I can't be on 24 hours a day. I got a lot to do at home. So, you know, Super 8 is fine.
Did you bring anybody with you? Anderson, did you travel alone or did you bring a friend or anything?
I did bring a I brought my little toy poodle. He's here somewhere. Oh, yes, he's on my back. Do you see him? You want to pet him? His name is Tigger. Pet Tigger.
Okay,
Victoria,
guys,
before you
I've
go,
had enough
pet him.
Of this.
Victoria.
I'm not touching you, and I'm not touching your little puppy. Keep your puppy in your pants. All right, guys, I got to go. I'm going to leave this up to you. You have fun. I've had enough already.
Try the spa.
I'm going to go try something to get me through this.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, remember, vote Democrat. Bye. I don't know what's up her tailpipe. Well, she's taking off. Hey, boys, I got to go. I've had enough of the foosball. I'm going to go shop for a little bit. So, Paul, it was lovely to meet you. Mike, always.
You too, Anderson.
Yeah, thanks a lot for sitting down, Anderson. Have a good day.
You hang in there, buddy.
Well, that was pretty neat, right?
Yeah. Paul? Yeah, that was entertaining. He's a little different off camera than you'd think.
He's really relaxed. He's just out here having a good time.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Times.
So, Paul, as long as we're in L.A., is there anything that you want to check out while we're here? Do you want to go on like the tour bus ride? Do you want to go see the La Brea Tar Pits?
Yeah, I want to ride one of those famous red double-decker buses that Los Angeles is famous for. Can you line
it? I'm pretty sure if we talk to the concierge at our hotel, we ought to be able to get something like that, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
What would you like to see? Like, whose famous home would you like to take a little peek at?
Oh, you know who I'd like to see? I'd like to see Alf's house.
Alf?
Yeah. I heard he's got a nice spread up in the hills.
Oh, my God. There goes Todd Bridges. Remember Todd Bridges?
Is he still alive?
Yeah. There goes Todd. Hey, Todd! Man, that was cool. I haven't seen Todd Bridges since, like, the early 80s.
That's right, he's the one surviving member of different.
The one surviving member of what?
Oh, the Different Strokes cast.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dana Plato, dead. Gary Coleman, dead. White Guy Dad, dead.
Mr. D.
Yeah, Mr. Drummond, also dead.
Mrs. Garrett.
Mrs. Garrett, dead. Dead as a doornail. As long as we're talking about old 80s sitcoms, who would you like to have slept with on the Facts of Life cast, Paul? I bet it's Mindy, right?
Mindy, which one was she again?
Well, she was the plump one with a good sense of humor.
It's like there were a lot of, and they all had different things going for them, right? Am I right? I mean, they all had something lovable. That's what made the show work so well.
Right. Yeah, I think
but,
for
know,
me it would have been Blair.
Kinda, I was always kind of partial to Blair myself.
Yeah, we'd have to fight over Blair.
Yeah. You know, Joe's not a bad consolation prize.
Joe was seemed kind of butch. I think Joe might have been gay.
No, what?
I don't know that Joe was in the guys.
Well, We don't know that.
So have the Chicago Bears found any poor slob to coach that team yet?
Yeah, they did. They hired the guy that was scheduled to interview with the Vikings a couple days later, yes. Eberflus? Matt Eberflus.
Never heard of him.
Defensive coordinator of the Colts.
They didn't have that great of a year, the Colts.
No. They didn't make the playoffs, even though you had them picked to go to the Super Bowl.
That's true. I'm glad I didn't put any money on that, because I would have lost my ass. How do you feel about the Texans hiring Lovie Smith?
They had a big loss to the Oakland Raiders in week 17. And then an even bigger loss in week 18 to the Jaguars.
So do you think Lovie Smith will be a good fit for the Chicago Bearcats? Oh, I'm sorry, for the Texans. I'm sorry.
I mean, the Texans are a team with a history of losing, and Lovie's a coach with a history of losing, so it seems like a good match, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'd say you're right there.
Your Minnesota Vikings, I hear they have a new coach.
They do. It's like Mick something. McDonald?
Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah, that's it.
Kevin O'Connell McDonald.
So do you think he's going to hold on to your friend and mine, Kirk Cousins, or trade him away?
As somebody who likes to see you suffer, I hope they do keep Cousins, because he's not a winner.
Well, he's one of the top-rated quarterbacks, Paul.
Yeah, he's definitely a stat man. But he's not a win-the-big-game man. I like to think of him. I don't like to be too mean to Jay Cutler, but I kind of think of him the same that I used to think of Jay Cutler, that I knew he would put up stats, but I didn't think he would ever win the big game.
Why do you – he just didn't have the intestinal fortitude that you were looking for, or what?
Yeah, he's not a leader. He doesn't show the toughness and leadership that I think is necessary to get your team to rally around you and get over the hump in a big game.
Oh, my God.
And maybe he doesn't make all the plays either.
Hey, Paul, look. Coming down the hallway, that's Michael J. Fox. Can you see if
no
you can
way.
Grab him? Yeah. Grab Michael J. Fox.
I was trying to grab him, but he keeps kind of bouncing away.
Well, that's because of his illness. Paul, get up and try to grab Michael J. Fox. See if he'll sit down.
I just reached out, and he lunged away from me. You want me to chase him down? Hang on.
Yeah, he shouldn't be that hard to catch. Go grab Michael J. Fox.
He's wily. Come here. Michael J. Hey, come here. Hey, come on over. Come on the air with us. Come on. I'm right here. Bill, move over again. Jeez.
Bill, they got a whole cooler full of pudding pops, buddy. Just help yourself.
He keeps sidling up next to me between guests.
Well, it's a good thing you got a cap for that pop.
Here's Michael.
So, Michael.
Hey, Michael, you're on
Michael.
The Wisecracking with Winter podcast.
Michael.
Right here, yeah.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. So, Mike, who do you like this Sunday?
I like the Rams. The Rams, yeah. I like the Rams.
Why do you like the Rams?
I don't like the Bengals.
I always had a question I wanted to ask you. While you were on Family Ties, did you ever put it inside Mallory?
Hey, come on. No, come on.
You never put it inside Mallory. What about Elise?
No fair, man. No way. No, next question.
Okay. Did you ever put it inside your dad, Michael Gross?
Who is this guy? What What show am I on again?
This is Wisecracking with Winter out of Minnesota.
I don't know this. I gotta talk to my agent. I gotta go. Thanks. This has been great.
Did your mother, Elise, ever give you a blowjob?
No comment. I'm not allowed to comment. I gotta go.
Well, I guess I don't know what I said.
A lot, I think, didn't you? I mean, I couldn't hear everything from sitting four chairs down, but it sounded like you said quite a bit. Some of it sounded a little off topic.
Do you think that the Vikings made a mistake not hiring Jim Harbaugh?
Probably. They probably did. They probably made a mistake, and that's for the best. I mean, who's to know? You know, if they somehow, like, go to the Super Bowl, then you'd say they didn't make a mistake. But if they can, it's easy to say they might have made a mistake, right?
It is easy to say that. But I feel like most NFL teams are going towards younger coaching. They're not looking for the old battle axe anymore. They want the young, fresh face.
Yeah. Young, fresh, pale face.
Oh, are you saying that there aren't enough black coaches in the NFL? A little controversy.
Yeah, I'm sure you heard about the lawsuit filed by Brian Flores.
Oh, the old Dolphins coach?
Discriminated against. I mean, they won, what, 8 out of their last 9 games. I mean, now, of course, they started 1-7, but I think they had some. They really were on a roll. I was rooting for them to win that game in week 17. I think that was against the Bills, if I remember right. I was hoping they would win their last 9 straight and make it into the playoffs after starting 1-7, but it wasn't to be. But, I mean, you know, I'm not sure why you fire the guy other than he's not lose so you can get better draft picks, as he alleges. He said the owner of the Dolphins offered him $100,000 for every game they lost so they could get a better draft pick. Did you read about that?
I did read about that, yes.
What's your take?
I don't believe him. Unless he has some kind of proof. I think he's just bitter and annoyed that he got let go.
Oh, really?
Well, do you believe him? That's a pretty big claim.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know the guy personally. So, like, what am I going to base? I mean, I think it should be investigated. I think it's certainly not out of the realm. Easily drop an extra 100K bonus if he's hoping to tank and get a high draft pick.
Oh, Paul, here comes Paul. It's Tony Danza. I goofed him up with Scott Baio before, but here comes Tony Danza. Do you think you can flag him down?
Hey, Tony, come here. Here you go. Take the microphone.
Wow, Tony Danza of Who's the Boss? Sitting down with me, producer Paul, and Bill Cosby, who's still munching away on Jell-O pudding pops. Tony, what have you been up to?
Oh, hey, Bill Cosby.
He's got a mouthful of pops, buddy.
Hey, who are you?
I'm Mike Winter. I'm the host of Wisecracking with Winter. And with me, as always, is producer / political Paul.
Hey, producer Paul. Oh, nice hair. I like that too, man.
Hey, I got a question for you. When you were on Who's the Boss back in the 80s, did you ever bury your bone in that fire crotch mother-in-law of yours, Mona?
Mona! A-O-A! She liked it when I said A-O! Mona!
So was there any kind of relationship with Mona?
Hey, hey, I can't talk about that.
How about Alyssa Milano? Did you try?
Well, I definitely can't talk about that.
How about that ugly woman that played your wife?
Angela?
Angela, yeah.
Angela wasn't my wife. She was my employer.
Oh, did yeah.
You ever watch the show?
Didn't you guys get married at the end of it?
Samantha?
No, wasn't Samantha your daughter?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, she was my daughter.
Did you ever have a relationship with Angela? So, Tony, who do you like in the Super Bowl on Sunday?
I like the Bengals.
Why is that, Tony?
They got the best, the players that look the best out there on the field. If you know what I'm saying.
You were on TV's Taxi with Judd Hirsch and Danny DeVito. Are you still in contact with Danny DeVito?
I am not.
Did you ever try to put it in Danny DeVito?
No way.
No? He was kind of easy on the eyes. And, you know, it was the swinging 80s. So I thought maybe, right?
Maybe your eyes. Maybe I'm up over here. No.
Well, Tony, I want to thank you for sitting down with us.
Yeah, thank you, Jonathan.
My name's Mike. You're going to the game. What are you going to be doing? Selling popcorn?
No. Popcorn? What? Popcorn is the bookie.
Well, thanks again, Tony. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, okay?
Wow, Tony Danza, Paul.
Huh?
Tony Danza, that was really something else.
Yeah. He mentioned Samantha and
Samantha
Mona,
and Angela. Yeah.
Jonathan and yeah. So what do you like? Yeah, so you're unsure on your pick at this point, you're saying, right?
Yeah, I am.
Well, I mean, what about with the it looks like the line is up to 4.5 points now. I mean, would you take the Bengals in the points, or do you think that the Rams might run away with this thing?
I think I'm going to go with the Bengals. I mean, everybody that's sat down with us so far loves the Bengals. So I'm thinking maybe I'm just going to go with the Pack.
Michael J. Fox liked the Rams.
Yeah, but he has Parkinson's.
We're not sure why, but...
Right?
Yeah, it's known to impair your football picking, I think, right?
Right. Yeah, it can.
One of the late onsets.
So, if you could meet any star in this great town, this gilded town with its gold streets, who would it be, Paul?
Oh, I think it would be Alf, definitely.
Still on the puppet, huh? You know it's a puppet.
I mean, well, the Gordon Shumway, I think, was his actual name.
Gordon Chumley?
Gordon Shumway. You know, before he played Alf, before he landed here and played Alf.
Right.
What about you? Who would you like to see?
I would love the opportunity to meet Joe Biden.
Is that? No. Look over there.
What?
You see that guy?
What? Like way down there?
That guy over there. Is that OJ?
OJ Simpson.
That's not OJ.
It is OJ Simpson. OJ!
Hey, OJ! OJ, Warren, sit down for a second.
Paul, see if you can go get OJ Simpson.
Yeah, sit down right here, bud. Hey, OJ, nice to have you. Hey, why don't you, can you tell us a little bit about what you're thinking about the upcoming games here?
I'm just happy to be here, boys. It's just so exciting that the people still know who the Juice is. And to be at the Super Bowl here at SoFi Stadium, did you know that I used to play for the Buffalo Bills back in the 80s and the 70s? And to be here and to see all my fans from Twitter world here is a real joy to me. I'm glad I could take a break from golfing to sit down with you two guys.
Yeah, thanks for sitting down, OJ.
Yeah, thanks, OJ. So who do you like in the game? Do you like the Bengals? Do you like the Rams?
I think it's so close to call, you can cut it with a knife's edge. But I think those Bengal cats, maybe it's Bengal cat, all my friends in Twitter world and myself are all pointing our sharp little pointy knives at the Bengal cats. I think that the glove fits, you gotta give it to them. So the Bengals, and the Rams are too. I mean, the Rams are good too. I mean, Matthew Stafford's he's a hell of a golfer, right? And I like to golf too. I do a lot of golfing these days, but I'm not on Twitter world. Paul, do you like to golf?
No, I prefer being on Twitter.
Yeah. I'm 75 years old now, Paul. Right? 75 years older. It seems like people have forgotten all about the murders. Because I'm still out.
OJ, trust me. I'm not sure if there's anybody who's forgotten.
I'm just sitting with it. I find the killers. They might be somewhere in this crowd.
We've noticed that the passersby have a palpable look of fear in their eyes as they're passing by our table. Not sure what's happening.
They got nothing to be afraid of from me, from the Jews, right? As long as they don't touch my sporting memorabilia. Everybody is hunky-dory. Everything is going to be fine.
Nobody. Juice, have you recovered those memorabilia?
I actually, the people, my friends on the Twitter world, they helped me collect all that stuff back. And I've got it in the storage locker, locked up, safe and sound, with some other stuff that people don't need to see.
Is it back in Las Vegas?
Oh, Paul, I'm not going to be talking about where that storage locker is. Because loose lips get stabbed in the throat, right?
So, alright, you're just saying.
I'm just saying. But boys, I gotta go. It's been great sitting down here and talking with both of you about Super Bowl and Twitter World and nightclubs and golfing and Mars and Frankensteins and knives. But the juice has gotta go. There's a
lot of potential suspects out there.
There's a lot of potential
suspects. Any of these people walking by could be the real killer.
I'm just saying. Okay, boys, it was fun. Thank you, though. Juice has got to go.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Wow. OJ Simpson.
Yeah. Yeah, that was definitely him.
There he goes, limping off down the hallway. Right, Paul? Wow.
Right, the concrete sidewalk kind of hallway.
Well, Paul... Here. We've been here
adjacent
for
to parking lot number 52.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Outside beautiful SoFi Stadium.
Yes, yes. Beautiful, 72 degrees and sunny here. Well, Paul, I think we need to wrap.
The weather's so nice out here. A lot of times, people don't understand. You know, if they're back there in the Midwest, people, you know, you're outside here for a while. You don't go inside much, and they have like outdoor hallways because the weather's so nice year round.
Right. Sure is.
So just to clear up a little confusion for the listeners.
Well, to clear it up for the listeners, there's a couple of security guards here by our card table, and they keep tapping their watches and giving us the thumb to get out of here. I think we got to make room for the Joe Rogan podcast they want to set up.
Right, yes.
So our time is up for today. Hey, I want to thank all of you for joining us here at Super Bowl 56 outside SoFi Stadium. And I want to thank our giant cavalcade of guests for stopping by. Bill Cosby is still sitting here going through our cooler of Jell-O pudding pops. I think we're just going to leave the cooler and let him have fun with that. Be sure to tell your friends about Wisecracking with Winter and get them to subscribe and like the show on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever streaming service you like to use. Is there anything else you want to say, Paul?
No, it's been great out here, and looking forward to a couple more nice days and an exciting game on Sunday. Go Bengals.
Go Bengals. All right. Thanks for listening, gang. Or Rams. And this has been Wisecracking with Winter from Super Bowl 56. We'll see you guys later. Say goodbye, Paul.
Goodbye, Paul.